You're back with Colorado Matters from CPR News. I'm Ryan Warner. What was your favorite toy as a kid? I was a Lego fanatic. An exhibit opening soon at History Colorado looks at toys as a barometer of culture. And in just a bit, we'll talk to a woman who helped put this show together. First, though, an archaeologist with History Colorado who unearthed a trove of toys. Thomas Carr was visiting his childhood home in North Carolina.
And there had been a particularly bad rainstorm that had washed out part of the backyard. It had just literally dug out a gully. And I spotted something that didn't look natural. And it looked familiar, and it was a piece of a plastic model, scale model, sticking up out of the ground. It had green and gray paint on it. And I recognized it. I recognized it as a toy model that I had buried there over 30 years earlier. And then I remembered I'd buried a whole bunch of models in the backyard. And I thought, they're all around here somewhere. I immediately realized that there was something important about this chance encounter of finding an archaeological site that I myself had created as a kid. I must have been like, you know, in my early to mid-teens. So I've got everything out of the ground that I could. So the first thing was this model airplane. It's like a British bomber from the 1950s, 60s. And I was really into making model airplanes, model ships, science fiction models. But I found lots of things that had just been totally obliterated, where there were just pieces and parts. And I had to actually start looking at online assembly instructions for different models to try and start figuring out what they were, which was very much a kind of archaeological procedure for trying to identify what fragments of things are. I mean, there was the Titanic, there was the Bismarck, U.S. Forrestal aircraft carrier, and I realized that there were also a whole bunch of models that I hadn't gotten rid of, and I wondered where those were. So I went up in the attic, and they're all laying up there. So as a young teenager or tween in the 1970s, I think it was very common for boys to be expected to be interested in weapons of war. We were all told to be afraid of the Soviet Union and nuclear holocausts, you know. And so that was, I think, some of what I was responding to. And also just that gender role, you know, males are warriors. And kind of the traditional view in archaeology is that toys are meant to be ways to teach children how to take on roles. But they're also finding in study of archaeological sites, both in Native American and in colonial slave culture, is that toys and places where you find toys hidden were a form of protest on the part of children. I was like, oh my gosh, my blowing up things and, you know, destroying models was kind of a form of protest. I was the nerdy good kid. And my parents always had the perception that I was the good kid that never did anything wrong. But I was also the kid that blew up models in the backyard and used crushed up rocket motors to make big fiery explosions that were probably not terribly safe. And I think then the burying of it was the hiding of the evidence. So, and I hadn't thought of that. If I'd left this all these artifacts in place, they could have been an interesting archaeological site. But interestingly enough, the next year, my parents just obliterated that whole area. They built one of those summer rooms and landscaped all around it, and it would have all been gone.
Thomas Carr of History Colorado, talking about the archaeological discovery he made in his parents' backyard. That was in 2008. There's a slideshow of his excavation at cprnews.org. This is Colorado Matters from CPR News.